Yeah, so we're able to offer what we think is about 90% of what someone would be able to do in their traditional grocery shop. So we are a pretty full-fledged grocery store. We've got about 750 products right now. So everything from produce and baked goods. We have a deli section where you can get things like sauces and cheeses and condiments. We have a lot of liquids, so things like olive oil, honey, molasses, vinegar, maple syrup, lots of fermented foods. And then we have a lot of package-free dry goods as well. So, you know, kind of like your baking essentials, lots of beans, nuts, seeds, legumes, and snacks and things like that.
Okay, so Brianne, I can hear people moving about behind you in the shop. So there's people coming through. Tell me about the messiest stuff. Do you offer toothpaste? How do I buy toothpaste with my own package?
Yeah, we do offer toothpaste. We work with a really awesome company called Nelson Naturals that's made right here in BC. And we offer it in glass jars that you can refill. So you can grab it in the container the first time if you would prefer. And if not, we can actually scoop it into a container for you.
And if I want to buy, some hummus or some tzatziki dip at your deli, what, I just bring my own plastic container? How does it work?
Yeah, exactly. So we are encouraging our customers to bring their own containers to refill. That container could be anything that you have on hand. Essentially, anything that you can use a second time is a win in our books. It could be a Ziploc bag you've used a bunch of times. It could be Tupperware. It could be a mason jar, pretty much anything that you have on hand. And what happens is we have a digital system. So when you walk into our store, you can digitally tag and weigh your containers so that you're not paying for the weight of those containers when you check out. And the process is exactly the same with the deli. So you would come in, you weigh your containers, you tag them with our digital smart stickers, and then you just go to the deli and hand that to our staff to fill up for you.
I just want to double check. I can bring a Ziploc bag to buy some hummus dip or something at your deli?
Absolutely. I probably would not recommend that type of container for hummus specifically, but we would certainly fill it up as long as it's clean. So that's the only criteria, is that the containers that people bring in need to be clean and not cracked and free from any chips or debris.
Brianne Miller is at NADA. It's the equivalent of a supermarket in Vancouver, in British Columbia, in Canada, on the day that Coles is now no longer charging for plastic bags, 1300 222 774. Brianne, I know you've done a series of pop-up stores before you did this store. What got you interested in having no packaging for people's grocery shopping?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a leap. I've actually worked as a marine biologist for the last decade. So I'm a marine mammal biologist by trade, and I've been really lucky to live and work and travel in a lot of places around the world. And it just became very apparent very quickly how global and widespread the plastic pollution problem really is. I've actually been on lots of beaches in Australia where this is the case as well. There really is plastic everywhere, and it's been really eye-opening, and I really wanted to do something to try and start tackling that problem at the source. So until we can actually turn off the tap of this plastic production and consumption, it's not really a problem that's going to go away. Plastic is not something that ever disappears once it's made. It just continues to break down into smaller and smaller pieces, and you know, those pieces end up in our water and have big consequences on our ecosystems and habitat and ultimately climate change as well. And until we start curbing our consumption and changing the way that we shop, that problem's not really going to go away.
I have to ask, where have you been in Australia? Which beaches?
I do have family in Melbourne, so I've been there. And then a few up on northeast, so Queensland. I've been up to Port Douglas and that area as well.
We've got some bulk food places in Melbourne. It seems to me, though, that NADA, where the thing you've opened up, is a step above. I mean, I know there are places in Melbourne I can go and I can buy grains, coffee, vegetables, those sort of things, and bring my own containers. But you're trying to go next level, I think.
Yeah, we definitely are. And we're trying to do that in terms of sourcing as well. So we're kind of going beyond the packaging problem and really trying to address the food supply chain and really trying to be transparent and responsible with our sourcing. Bulk foods in general are typically products that we don't really think much about where they come from or how they're getting to us. They're kind of these nebulous products that you don't necessarily stop to really, you know, give a second thought to. But that's something that we're really trying to change. We do think it's important to know where things like our grains are coming from, where baking goods are coming from. And a big part of what we're trying to do is support a more just food system through our sourcing. So we work with a lot of small businesses and local businesses and businesses with alternative business structures, ones that are just really trying to do good in their own supply chains and have that social and environmental component to them as well. Yeah.
Is it cheaper or more expensive to shop in this way?
It's quite on par, to be honest. It's a tricky question to answer because that question is different for every single product that we have. So in some instances, they're very substantial cost savings. So especially in with products that would be traditionally packaged in very heavy or expensive packaging. So a spaghetti glass jar is a good example. That's a very heavy, expensive container that makes up a large proportion of the cost of that good. So products like that, there is a significant cost savings that we can pass on. And then there, on the other hand, there are some more products that are just a bit trickier to deal with without packaging that just require a bit more handling and due diligence on our side. So I think ultimately it does balance out. A good example of that, we have really amazing fresh local and frozen fish. And that's just a really tricky product to think about how you handle without packaging. So,
how do I buy frozen fish? What do I bring, my own plastic bag? How's it work?
So you can bring in whatever you would like. People have been bringing in coolers, you know, newspaper, paper bags, things like that. Pretty much anything they have on hand. And that's something that we would just serve you from our deli.
Brianne Miller's at NADA in Vancouver. It's a no packaging supermarket, effectively. 0437-774-774. Brianne, I guess, are you the future? Or is this always going to be a niche thing?
Oh, I think this is definitely the future for sure. There are a lot of small grocery stores that are really doing amazing things. And I think we're getting this whole demographic of people that are just trying to get back to their roots and know where their food comes from, and they are actually shying away from this completely digital big box store system and really trying to connect to the people that are selling their food and growing their food and just trying to be a part of that supply chain.
And you mentioned you've got 90% of my weekly grocery shop. What aren't you providing yet that you'd like to?
Yeah, so there are a couple tricky things in terms of both snacks and meat that I would say are a little bit hard for us to find. So we've decided not to do fresh meat. That's just something that's a little bit too tricky to deal with in terms of health and safety. So we're not doing that, but we do cured meats as well. So you can get things like salami and jerky and pepperoni and things like that. The other would be some more traditional snacks. So things like chips are a really tricky one. We're working with a local chip company to try and do a chip drop. So we get fresh chips delivered and they can be picked up on that day. That's obviously a product that goes bad really quickly if it's not in packaging. So trying to get creative with a couple of products like that.
Look, really interesting to hear from you, Brianne. Good luck with NADA in Vancouver and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much. See you.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.